Hello, and thanks for joining me for episode number 55 of the 1-5. As always, I'm your podcast hostess, Tricia Lewis. And in this weekly podcast, I hope to bring you some great EdTech tools, tips, and tricks. In this week's episode, I will be talking about Google Cursive. Google Cursive is a note-taking app that allows users to take handwritten notes on a Chromebook. Although you can read notes on a desktop, Mac, or PC, you cannot create them. You must do that on a Chromebook. The Cursive application simplifies the process of capturing, modifying, and arranging handwritten notes on your Chromebook. In addition to handwriting, you have the capability to create sketches and insert images directly into your notes. Moreover, you can maintain cohesion in your content by categorizing notes into personalized notebooks for various projects. When the moment comes to share your concepts with others, you can effortlessly copy and paste them into another application or transmit them as a PDF. You have basic pen, highlighter, and eraser tools. You can adjust the color of the pen and highlighter tools and the thickness of both pens and the eraser. Also included is a grab tool, so you can cut out parts of your notes and copy them or place them in a different part of the note. You have a few options of the page background in your note: blank, line, wide or narrow, grid, large or small, and dots, large or small. A really unique feature of Cursive interface is the insert space button. If you were writing a note and you wanted to insert more writing in an area already full, instead of erasing everything, you can just insert some space and able to write, start writing again. That saves a bunch of time. In my opinion, Cursive is an answer to Microsoft's OneNote, although at this point in time, OneNote is more powerful than Google Cursive, but it can still be a great basic tool for taking notes. Google Cursive works best on a pen-enabled Chromebook, but you can also make notes on a touchscreen Chromebook with your finger or basic capacitive stylus. While Google Cursive is readily available in personal Google accounts, you may have to work with your Google Workspace administrator to open up Cursive in your institution's Google Admin Console. Do you want to learn more about EdTech in your learning environment? Check out my website, TrishaLewis.com. There you can explore my resources, subscribe to my weekly email newsletter, and contact me. Don't want to miss any episodes in the future? Be sure to go to your favorite podcast app and search for the 1-5 podcast and subscribe. Feel free to review and rate and let me know what you think of this podcast. Keep in mind the information shared on this podcast may take additional clearances from your tech department to work properly in your district, school, or classroom. I have vetted all the information shared on this podcast and is available and/or correct on the date the podcast is originally published. But remember that services, sites, or products can change or become unavailable without a lot of notice. Thanks for listening, and join me next week for another episode of the 1-5.